Welcome to the Doghouse. I had a great, great opening for the show, all worked out, and then I thought
technical
better of it.
Difficulty.
Then I thought better of it, and I said, no, that would probably not really be appropriate. And then I remembered, screw it, this is the Doghouse. We don't care about appropriate, so I'm going to go ahead and give the abbreviated version, which is, this has not been a good week for Jets.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. In the history of the world, there's been powerful curses. Curse of King Tut. Curse of Oak Island. Curse of the Black Pearl. Curse of the Bambino. Nothing holds a candle to the devilish, despicable curse of the Doghouse. Can Big Jet Lawrence to win Supercross 450 takes his Achilles out.
Yep.
Out for the rest of the season.
Not his Achilles. His
ACL.
ACL. And yeah. A meniscus or something.
And he tore his meniscus as well. That's right. Yep.
There is no, we are powerful beings.
We are powerful beyond our own ability to grasp. Yeah.
Did he send us money, bribery money, not to talk about?
No.
That's, did he send us some of his
brother did, jet donuts? It was his brother that did.
Nope. Yeah, that's right. His brother's safe.
You're a pro racer, and you hear your name on the show, you better start sending checks. Be like, don't you take my name again.
You know it.
We have wrecked finer people than you.
Yep.
Curse.
Yep.
The commentator cursed nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look what happened with Roczen. He didn't send his checks in. His arms just kick it.
His arms aren't even the same length no more.
That's right. Yeah. And Austin Faulkner, he was a very talented racer until he missed his, he fell behind on his payments. So,
You got to pay up. You got to pay up.
Man, yeah, and you got to stay current. You think Experian is a bad credit agency. Let me tell you, the Doghouse is way worse.
And you mentioned Trey Kennard. He's still making payments, so he can stay healthy.
The problem is the 35.
Yeah, poor Trey Kennard.
Poor Trey Kennard.
I feel bad for him.
I do.
But the Jets are grounded.
Curse is real.
Yes.
Real.
It is real.
I almost busted out the book of no accountability, but I was like, that is too powerful of a book. We might have to burn that in some kind of satanic.
Now I'm starting to wonder whether or not KTM's going to win the championship this year.
Oh my God! How funny would that be?
That would be.
It would be very funny.
KTM wins the championship and uses the money to pay the employees.
Yep.
We
so,
hang on Wheaties, but we can't.
Lot of stuff going on this week. Both MotoGP and World Superbike were in testing mode.
That testing stuff.
Yeah, MotoGP was doing its shakedown. Kind of meaningless in a big way. But we'll chat about that a little bit. You guys want to talk about Supercross and dispose of that since we already talked about the jet being landed or grounded.
Triple crown.
Sorry.
Not a triple crown.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's a triple crown race?
Yeah, no, it's a triple crown.
I was thinking triple crown is in horse racing. What am I thinking? Anyway, there's a triple crown weekend. Glendale.
I'm allergic to one.
In Glendale, and it was just not an uninspiring series of races.
Well, I mean, number one, it was on Peacock. So, of course.
It's And really, it was pretty much the wrap up of the West for all intents and purposes, right?
I think we got one more, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
We get like three or four more later in the season.
Later in the season.
I think they have one more this, and then it goes.
No,
the one thing about the 250 West we can be pretty certain of. And that is, there's only three people that are going to be in the running on the 250 West.
Yeah.
And that's it. It is.
Three and a half.
It's Cole Jordan Davies, Smith. It's Deegan. You know, I mean, if you go look at the standings and where it is right now.
Davies is 15 points behind. He's 15 points behind. He probably can't win it. He could be the decision maker between who does win it.
Yeah, but I mean, well, anyway, you look at it right now, right? Cole Davies and Joe Shimoda are going to have a real tough time, right? Yes. They're going to have a real tough time, well, which means that it's between, you know, Beaumier or Boomerang, whatever his name is.
Beaumier.
Yeah, Jordan Smith and Hayden Deegan, right?
So how screwed up would it be if KTM pulled the 250 West Championship and the 450 championship?
Yeah, that would
in
be
the year they're going bankrupt in Ballyhale.
That'd be pretty impressive.
That'd be pretty epic.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, if you look at it, you know, Bombardier is still
Bombardier.
Bombardier is, he's 13 points behind, right? I mean, he picked up 13 points this weekend, enough to keep him in the lead. But Jordan Smith had a hell of a weekend.
No, he picked up 18 points this weekend.
I think he picked up. No, he picked up 18. You're right.
He ended up
fourth
overall.
Fourth overall. Yeah,
which shocked me because he had like a couple. I don't know. He looked terrible.
Yeah, but his worst finish was a seventh. I mean, when you have a bad day and it's a seventh, that's better than a lot of people get, right?
Yeah.
In a race. Deegan had a 3-2 and a 4. But Jordan Smith, I mean, he was 2-3 or 1. He was on it. I mean, he probably wants to race on that track all the time.
Yeah.
So I think right now you look at it and it's Julian Bouvier and Jordan Smith and Hayden Deegan are the three.
Benson. I'm going to start calling him Benson.
Benson. Then we can talk. Yeah, and then we can talk about the 450s, of course. The big news, obviously.
Wait. Before we leave the 250s.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. There was an announcement, and I think Warren had something to say, too. There was an announcement from Ryder DeFrancisco. Sam, I left my wallet in DeFrancisco.
Yeah.
His surgery was successful, I thought it said, but mm-hmm. no date on when he'll be cleared to start working out and racing again.
I'd be willing to bet he won't be back to motocross.
No, I don't think he'll be back to motocross.
Something broke and then a tore abdominal muscle or something?
Yeah, motocross, I think he's got a chance being back for. I think he's got a chance for it. I don't see him coming back to supercross. I think it'd be a dumb move if he was felt well enough to come back. I think you should just don't push it when you're that talented of a rider. So,
also didn't talk about Jordan Smith getting KTM's first, I mean, not KTM, Triumph's first win.
Yeah, that's right. He did. Right? He got Triumph's first win. That. Yeah, that was Triumph's first win.
There's a bunch of people in like England and
he had their first podium last week, and now he's got their first win. So he's doing something right.
Yeah,
of course, on the second year bike.
Anyways, I just thought you should mention that. All right, let's get into 450s, as Emma used to say.
Mm-hmm. And you know, once again, the wheel of fortune, right? The wheel of fortune definitely played into this weekend, and it looks like right now it looks like Chase Sexton. This is an up week.
It's too early to say that.
I can't say anything. It's an up week, so I'm not going to give him any more than that, right? And because I know next week will be a down week. Yeah. The most consistent rider out there right now is, believe it or not, is Shorty. Yeah, he's Roczen. He's the Shorty guy.
You know, we're quickly approaching halfway mark in the season when he quits.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I know a guy at work who follows Supercross. He's like, "Do you think Roczen's gonna win the championship?" I'm like, "Look, we're a quarter of the way through. In another quarter at the halfway mark is when he quits.
Yeah,
let's see that."
Yeah, way too early to even think of that as a possibility.
In race one, Cooper Webb looked spectacular, and then I never heard his name again the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Still finished second overall.
After the first race.
I didn't think they didn't talk about him because they were too busy talking about Jet. They were too busy talking about Roczen. And the foreigners, right? They just don't want to talk about them.
I think for both Cooper Webb and to a lesser extent Eli, I think that having them both be on the same team is creating some issues. You know? So I don't know. Right now I look at it and I say, okay, well, Chase Sexton, if he can manage, because Jet Lawrence is out of the way, I would have to favor him. But Roczen's really had a good season so far.
Yeah, well, Tomac is 1 point ahead of Webb right now.
Yeah. I mean, and they seems to me like the two of them are spending an excessive amount of time competing with each other, which is not, you know,
hopeful to either,
which is not that rare for teammates, right? You always want to finish ahead of your teammate, if nothing else.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, Eli Tomac he's already retired like 11 times, and Cooper Webb, I think, twice. So anything's possible there, but I don't know. I think.
Well, this definitely changes the points predictions for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Vegas is going to be like, whoo, look at all these people betting on so-and-so. I can't put my money on Roczen. How many times?
I don't think you can either. I mean, if you look at this weekend, okay, the Yamaha team had two firsts in the Triple Crown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roczen had one, and I'm sorry, no. Eli had one,
and
Cooper Webb, right?
And this was Tomac's first podium. It's hard to believe, but it was his first podium.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's been on the – it's his first podium or
– His first podium.
He had the win.
No.
He had the win in San Diego.
He had a win, yeah.
He ran the second round, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I thought it was his – never mind. I retract my previous statement.
But anyway. So, I don't know. But I think right now, in the doghouse power rankings – which used to be on video.
We haven't done those in a while.
Right. Which used to be a smash hit on YouTube. You know, we had hundreds of millions. Hundreds of millions.
Only because of the low tops.
Well, there were two reasons I could think of that it did so well.
Yeah.
Left and right. And then leave it at that. And if you want to figure out what that means, you got to go watch it on YouTube, NTN America, and you
maybe
can actually go see. And what were the two reasons? And it had nothing to do with the guys. Okay, I'll leave it there. Well,
listen, two of the biggest reasons we've ever had for anything on the network.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be the last time you ever see them. So it's
probably
worth checking.
Is. Oh, well.
But anyway, so I don't know. There we are. So that's that. So we should talk about some of the news. A couple things came out. Like we said, we mentioned that there's some testing going on, and even though it's real, it was real testing in World Superbike. In MotoGP, it's what they call it shakedown, right?
Except for Yamaha. Yamaha had their racers out there doing the testing.
Yeah. But I mean, they're going to have, and so is Ducati later this week. Ducati's going to have on day three. They're going to, Bagnaia and Marquez are going to be there. Right now, you've just got Yamaha, the KTM satellite team, right? It was real
testing for them because they had the real riders riding the.
Yeah.
Put air quotes here.
But you will, at the end of this week, you will have real riders on,
for the rest
on
of
all the manufacturers.
Yeah, it's part of the, you know, Yamaha has been sucking so
they
much.
They have to. It's like a mandatory. It's a mandatory test at the shakedown. So, but anyway.
Shakedown.
The fastest so far for all like meaningless things is Quartararo. Quartararo was very fast, but the other Yamahas were fast too. I think it means less than nothing, but it's just an interesting thing to see that all the Yamahas were actually fast in the first day. Because the Yamahas were never fast. Didn't matter what day it was, at least in years. Right? And there was a lot of off-season talk about Yamaha making a big step up, new motor and all this stuff like that. So, you know, and that's really all Yamaha ever need. They've always built a good handling bike, but they just didn't have any, it didn't have any balls to it at all. Right? Well, if they've improved that, it could be a competitive bike, which would make things interesting. But interesting enough, who knows?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Practice, they're probably running like jet fuel and
yeah, who knows
illegal tires and
yeah, who knows
30% weight, and you know what I mean, like yeah. You know,
yeah, I know. There's always like little pearls of wisdom you can get out of testing, but you can't get anything substantial, right? There's nothing substantial you're going to get out of it. Number one, they're not going to give that much away. And number two, it's a development process at this time of year,
and,
right?
And what you take from it is a quarter rower still can ride a motorcycle after last season. So that's really the only thing you can take.
I don't think he's forgotten.
Once you've gone slow for so many years.
It is hard. That is definitely true. Yeah. Yep.
Jack Miller was out there racing to testing as well. So,
yep.
They look good against nobody.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. That's what that I think that's the main point. They're not racing against the people they're going to be competing against in the season. Right. So, till somebody shows that they can be as fast or faster than a Ducati.
Well, the Honda folks could have run their racers as well, but they kept it with the test riders. I guess
they kept it with the test riders.
They didn't want to kill anybody.
Yeah, for now. The biggest piece of information on the Honda side was the fact that Repsol Honda will now be Castrol Honda, and their new they showed off their new livery, which to me I always thought was something that you carved out of a
over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right,
but it's got a big Castrol. It's got Castrol on the side. That's kind of like, hey, Repsol, in your face.
That right? Just makes me want to poop, right? Wasn't Castrol what you drank when you had to poop?
It was castor oil, not Castrol. Oh,
oops. No wonder why that stuff made me poop so much. Yeah.
They just had to change a few letters on it. So it's a Restol, now it's Castrol.
I thought I was drinking dinosaur juice. So I was like,
Repsol was like Brazilian oil. Isn't Castrol like Argentinian oil or something like that?
Is there a difference?
I don't know. I don't know.
Same ground, right? It's all from Earth.
I guess. It all depends upon how you put the drill in the ground, I guess.
I don't know.
We know that. We know Pennsylvania's sucking oil out of Indiana, who doesn't know about it. So.
Yeah, well, they deserve it.
Horizontal drilling is what it's
exactly.
Called.
Yeah.
I watched the show Landman, so I know all about the oil industry now.
Oh yeah, you're an expert now. Yeah, you're an expert. In fact, you should start drilling on your property in Ohio.
Yeah, like, I just might do that.
Drill, baby,
you should do
drill.
That. Yeah, drill, baby, drill.
keep MotoGP alive. Yeah.
So, anyways, other than that, not too much to be. And the kind of same thing, kind of World Superbike. Even though that's an official test, there was nothing really noticeable that came out of that because you didn't have the top riders weren't out on the track. So
no,
but that's going to pick up because we know. I think MotoGP starts soon before World Superbike this year, I think, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that was last year only.
You're making me try and figure out the calendar again.
But it's coming up on us. It's coming up within 30 days.
Just one more month.
Yeah. So.
Let's see. So that is Thailand at the end of the month.
Malaysia. Malaysia or Thailand. I think they're testing in Malaysia. MotoGP is testing in Malaysia. MotoGP is testing in Malaysia, so this is Thailand for World Superbike?
No, this is MotoGP. It's starting the season the 28th of February in Thailand.
Okay, but I'm just saying the testing was going on in Malaysia.
World Superbike starts February 23rd, the week before, two weeks from now.
Yeah,
in
Australia.
Yeah. And Moto America starts the week after MotoGP at Daytona.
Yeah, but that's not that's not an official race.
Well, it's still Moto America running.
Yeah, but then they go away for a month and a half.
No, at the end of March, they're going to Circuit of Americas.
Hey, one of the Ducatis is, I don't remember if it was Rahal or Warhorse Ducati, decided they were not going to run Daytona, which kind of.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I hadn't heard that either.
Now I don't remember which one.
Because they did real well last year overall. I mean, they didn't win, but
I don't remember which one it was, but
wait a minute. Wait, which one are you talking about? Didn't a Ducati win the Daytona 200 last year?
Warhorse did.
Yeah.
Warhorse did.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Now the other Rahal finished, I think, eighth. Because the Kayla Yakov was the one who I think she got eighth place last year on the Rahal bike.
Yeah, the question with Daytona 200 is whether or not we're gonna have our first four time winner. with Josh, right?
Well, that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on their Oh, here we go. Rahal Ducati. Yeah, Rahal Ducati to skip the Daytona 200. Yeah, I caught that the end of that last week. It says Rahal Ducati, this is according to roadracingworld.com. Rahal Ducati has decided to skip the upcoming Daytona 200, according to a published report on Motor. Oh, so it's on MotorAmerica.com, which means what's his name probably wrote it. So, Paul Carruthers.
We don't name names on this show. Unless we want their careers to end.
He better send us money too.
Don't screw with us.
Rahal said there's no points status with Motor America meant there'd be additional expenses. And they couldn't justify it.
And I get it. I totally
get it.
And the other thing is that if Josh is going to win another Ducati, what difference? Why spend the money? So
yeah. But I said it last year. I'll say it again this year.
Testing, right? Maybe.
Well,
you could look at it that way.
Yeah, not really, because you know Josh goes back to Superbike. Right, he goes back to Superbike after.
No, this I meant for Rahal, right? Rahal is PGA.
Maybe, but is it really? Yeah, but really, is the Daytona 200 comparable to anything else? No,
not really. That's what I was saying. Like,
yeah. Is the track is unlike any other track, and the format is unlike any other race.
Yeah, but still, I said it last year. I'll say it again this year, and probably next year, and the year after that. I don't know why they don't make this a points race. Why not make it a points race?
Because it's not their race.
Yeah, it's not their race, exactly.
It's not their race.
Yeah. They run. They run it.
In 2 years, it's the 85th. This is the 83rd. It's the 85th running. Are we going to go for the 85th running?
I'd love
to. I probably
to.
Won't be alive for the 100th. I know Ken won't be.
You never know. You never know, Phil. I could outlive you.
Hey, we can squeeze him into that castor oil for you, Phil.
I expect you to be sending me, you know, property reports from hell when you get there. So you have to beat me there.
Oh, I'm picking them out. We're all going to be close to each other.
Yeah.
The doghouse will continue through beyond death.
Well, Phil, I think Warren will be in Ohio.
It'll be it'll be Satan's punishment to keep doing the show.
He'll be retired. I'll be looking to get fired.
Well, if he keeps delaying retirement, he'll probably drop dead last week.
I'm going to retire before Warren. You know that, right?
I expect so. I expect so.
I am not going out feet first. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's what you
famous last words.
That's what famous you last say. Words. I think the person who makes the decisions doesn't agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we all have an expiration date, Warren.
But anyway,
we just don't know what it is.
Listen, right. I think in 2 years we should go to Daytona 200.
I'm with it. I'm complete, and we won't have any problem getting tickets.
Because I want to say,
I need somebody to go to because I wanted to go to the Tampa race, to the Supercross in Tampa. Yeah. Nobody I know down here, which isn't that many people to begin with, but all my neighbors and stuff like that. I say, you know, you guys, hey, if you guys follow Supercross, you would, because there's a Supercross race coming up in Tampa, and they say, what's a Supercross? Is that like a really big cross you wear? We have a Supercross at our church. You know,
you have a church. Oh wait,
they have no clue.
You may have to go to some dealerships to find something.
Christian, what's going on?
Well, the closest dealership to me is there's a Harley dealership, pretty good size one that's in Palm Bay, and I guarantee they're not going
to. Warren's coming to visit.
Warren, you haven't been there.
You might be able to, you got King of Baggers. Maybe you can get them to, you know, do something with that.
Well, that's Moto America. Yeah, that's, they might be able to get them at Daytona if they're going to run the King of the Baggers at Daytona, which I'm sure they won't.
They did last year.
They
were running three across.
Did it get them what they wanted?
Who knows?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Only they know. So we can't predict that they'll run it next year. Let's see if they run it this year. Have they mentioned they're going to run it this year?
You know, you didn't invite me to go to Tampa Supercross.
He did not, did he?
I didn't invite you because I figured there was absolutely no chance you were going to get in and drive all the way down just to go to a Supercross race. But you know what? We have the one in Tampa. There's also Daytona, right? There's Supercross and Daytona too.
No.
Daytona's like almost like
that's during Bike Week as well.
Yeah, it's during Bike Week. Yeah,
I know it's during Bike Week
So it's like March 7th or 10th or something like that, that week.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out is when it is. Yeah. Daytona.
Neither that or the Daytona 200 where you have problems getting tickets for. I can tell you that. You won't have any problem getting tickets for it. Although, we should get media passes. Hint, hint.
Okay, well, hey, mister, I don't have a job. Can send some emails.
Yeah, but if I go and do that, then it completely blows the I don't have a job part, okay?
Giving me a job. Matter.
I can't take on
Here,
any taxes.
You do that, I won't pay you.
That's been most of my life. What's changing?
That's the entire job.
I'm retiring from not being paid.
I don't want to get not paid no more.
That's right. I don't want to not get paid.
Yeah, let's do the 85th that. Next year,
yes, they are running at Daytona,
Tampa, or Daytona Supercross. I'll say,
King of Baggers is running at.
Well, Daytona. Then you go. Then you go. There you go. Warren, you have no excuse not to come down.
Yeah,
just do
it. I'll stay at. Just do it
quick before you die at your desk. Okay.
Yeah, you got to get before you die at your desk. And Ken is like, I mean, he's in Florida, so that is like 3/4 of the way to dying for him.
Yeah, he could go at any time.
That's the
way.
He could go at any time. We call it the. It's the waiting room.
Yeah. Hell's waiting room. I might change
I've already got my number. Phil, I already went. I came in and said pick a number. I did. I got my number. I just don't know what that means. Okay.
Hell's waiting room. I want to say something about Moto America real quick.
Okay. Yeah, you got roughly 2.5 minutes.
Well, it's not even gonna take it long. Moto America, I am looking at your website. Where is your King of Baggers? There's not a link to King of Baggers calendar. There's not a link to King of Baggers anything on your homepage.
They technically don't own King of Baggers.
They call it the Moto America King of Baggers.
I don't think they do.
Do? Yes, they do.
I think they call it King of Baggers. It's right there. But Warren, here, I have a message for Warren. Right?
No, I am looking at
the website because I'm looking right at the link to King of Baggers.
Across the top. It's not there.
Huh? If you go to classes... Right here. This is Moto America's website. Right there is King of Baggers. Right? You go to classes.
Yeah. Yes.
And King of Baggers. It's a
listening
class.
To the podcast. Phil is actually showing his screen right now and pointing it out to Warren.
And it says, we
but
started
there's
a novel
nothing
idea.
On the homepage.
We stole it from
Why
Warren.
Why is there nothing on the homepage is what I'm getting at.
There is on the homepage.
It's a link off of the page. Anyway,
well, what do you want them to do?
They can do
like,
better.
Just dedicate their whole page to King
yes!
of the Baggers. There's 4 fans, and
that's
you're
all he
two
cares
of them.
About. That's all he cares about. I'm telling you,
that's it. Warren, here I have a message for Warren. Learn how to use a website.
No, why would I do that?
Hey, Warren,
they need
when I go,
to make
to,
it,
I just want to.
It might be a good.
All
career.
You gotta do is scroll.
It
down.
Might be a good career choice, Warren. You know, because remember, that's got to support you up to the day you die.
No, he's never leaving his current job.
Well, yeah, I'm saying he's going to die at his desk.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not even going to put your obituary on the front page of IJustWantToWreck.com.
Oh, I'd appreciate
it.
I'll
put it in
that.
Some drop down menu that's hard to find.
Warren, when do you reach your full Social Security age?
I got several years before I can do that, but I'm not going to make it to then.
Oh, well, I'm gonna get there out you go. He has given up.
This is the way.
Yes, this is the way.
This is the way.
Yep. Okay. So have you chosen your gravesite in Ohio?
No.
Have you started digging yet?
They're just going to put me in a canoe, shove me out into the Ohio River, and then flaming arrows.
So is that like a Viking funeral? Is that like an Ohio Viking funeral?
Yes, that's exactly what it's going to be. Yes.
Which means the boat's going to sink with invisible sight of the land.
And then I'll get run over by a barge of coal. A coal barge will run me over.
It's not even going to submerge. They're going to shoot the arrow out for the thing, and the whole Ohio River is going to light on fire.
Yep.
Well, it depends on what part of the Ohio.
It's all one river. When I pee upstream, it goes down. Boy, that was...
So happy I retired when I did.
I'm going to die.
No, you have
Lord
to
willing,
retire.
It'll
Even
be
if
tomorrow.
You only make it for one day, Phil, you got to retire.
Lord willing, it'll be tomorrow. Anyways. This has been the Doghouse. here on ntnradio.com. We've ruined yet another Supercross championship race. But
we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Chase, get your payment in.
Get your payment in, bud.
Get your payment in.
Get your money in. All right, we'll be back next week.